This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلِّم اللهم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, more than 90 times, almost 100 times, it's 99 times actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an al-Qur'an, mentioned the word as-salat in the Qur'an. ذُكِرَتُ الصَّلَاةِ بِمُشْتَقَّاتِهَا 99 مَرَّ فِي الْقُرْآنِ The word salah in a various format came in the Qur'an 99 times. And if that high number of repetitions means that this is something is so valuable, But it's very interesting how as-salah came in the Qur'an. من لطيف ما يتأمل فيه الإنسان هو المواضع التي ورد فيها ذكر الصلاة. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in regard to Isa alayhi salam, as you know, Isa alayhi salam, Allah gave him a miracle that he spoke while he was an infant. هو تكلم في المهد. والعجيب أن الله عز وجل يوصي عيسى عليه السلام وهو في المهد بالصلاة. What's interesting that Isa is still an infant, still a child, a newborn. Yet what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to do. So he will grow up remembering that order from Allah. وأوصاني بالصلاة. He ordered me to perform a salah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he took his family to the desert in Mecca at that time, before Al-Kaaba was built, and he left them in the middle of nowhere, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to take them over there, for what reason? قَالَ أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ So they will perform the salah. while in this situation, Allah ordering them to perform salah, and that will bring relief, and will bring people, and will turn this place to be Mecca. And you know the word, even in English, Mecca means the very crowded place. And that place was nothing, empty, abandoned. Not even a place where usually caravan passed by. كانت مهجور لا تمره القوافل وإذ به يصبح من أزحم الأماكن في العالم. موسى عليه السلام, Allah عز وجل, and I want you to imagine this, invited him in a very special meeting to meet with him in person. لميقات ربه. And when he met him, when Allah spoke to him, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Again, it's a salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling him that I am your Lord, so worship me alone and perform a salat, offer a salah. Allah sent a special revelation to Musa and his brother Harun. What's this revelation? ما هذا الوحي؟ إنه الصلاة. وأوحينا إلى موسى وأخيه أن تبوأ لقومكما بمصر بيوتا واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. يعني pray inside your homes if you can't gather together to pray. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah risen him over the seven layers of the skies, on the top of the universe, in the Isra al-Mi'raj, and brought him so near to him. And the one thing that we all know, that Allah ordered him to start practice, him and his ummah, was what? As-salat. Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Prophet Sulaiman, when he looked at his horses and wealth and was so angry at himself because looking at his horses and playing with them and they were demonstrating in front of him have distracted him until the sun went down and he missed what? As-salat. إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حتى توارت بالحجاب فطفق مسحا بالسوق والأعناق. And in, this is different opinions what that means. Did he kill these horses? ضرب أعناقها وسوقها, يعني أرجلها. وقيل لا, إنما مسح عليها ليقول, يعني كأنه يقول إنها فتنة أشغلتني. Where is the glad tiding came to give Yahya the glad tiding of Zakaria that he will have a child after all these years. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب. While he's praying in المحراب, the angels called him and said, Allah have given you what you requested, which is the child. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, one day he made a very terrifying dua, so scary, so strong dua against al-kuffar, the disbelievers. You know why? Because they distracted him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, from praying asr on time. فَدَعَ دُعَاءً مُرْعِبًا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قُبُورَهُمْ نَارًا, ملأ الله قبورهم وبيوتهم نارا كما شغلونا عن الصلاة. May Allah fill their graves and their homes with fire as they have distracted us from الصلاة. الصلاة, it is something that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم dared so much, loved so much. Not only that he expressed that through his words, when he said, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَانِ, bring peace and tranquility and calmness and serenity to us through as-salah. No, but also He demonstrated this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his actions. It is number one priority in his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في خدمة أهله أو في رواية في مهنة أهله فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج كأنه لا يعرفنا ولا نعرفه. When the salah time comes, he always take care of us, he always serve us, he always help his family. But when the salah time comes, he leaves as if he doesn't know us and we don't know him. When the salah, especially in the summer time and the time between the two salah are long, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذهب ويجيء ويجيء يتحرى ها دخل وقت الصلاة أم لا. When the عصر between عصر and مغرب is long, ظهر and عصر is long, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم will not be subtle. He's like going around and asking, يا بلال, is it time for salah or not yet? Looking forward for the salah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed عشاء. Then after he prayed عشاء, يقول ابن عباس, he prayed four rak'ah. First, before even going to عشاء, he said, I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to talk to him about something my father wants me to tell him. So I came and before Maghrib. He prayed Maghrib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, I will wait a little bit so I can talk to him after Maghrib alone. But in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he prayed Maghrib, أخذ يصلي يركع ركعتين ثم ركعتين ثم ركعتين. Two rak'ahs. He prayed one prayer and then after another until عشاء came. So Ibn Abbas said, I couldn't talk to him. So the whole time was praying. Then he said after عشاء, he prayed four rak'ah. ما أطولهن وأحسنهن. Four long, beautiful rak'ahs. Until everybody left in the masjid. Nobody was left in the masjid. Can you imagine the Sahaba radiallahu anhum making their sunnah, their dua, whatever. Everybody left. And the Nabi did not finish these four rak'ah yet. Then when he finished, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Ibn Abbas, you waiting for me? He said, yes. He said, why didn't you come and sleep over? Tonight I'm sleeping at your aunt. So she's a mahram to him. And he goes and he's asleep in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. And he watched the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, he slept for a little bit. Then after that he woke up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ يُصَلِّي مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَيُصَلِّي. And in the night he was praying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah played a major role in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the last words that he have said before he died, as-salat, 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 يعني أوصيكم الصلاة. The last few words he said before he died. He said to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salat, يعني to his ummah, I order you to take care of as-salah. I advise you to keep as-salah. There is no ibadah in the Quran was associated with many acts of worship like as-salah. As-salah comes with az-zakat, comes with as-sabr, comes with al-nusuk, comes with al-jihad. As-salat, it is the main pillar of Islam. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arzah said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Mu'ath to Yemen. And when he sent him to Yemen, he said, when you come to the people of Yemen, order them to say La ilaha illallah. Fahinhum ajabuk. If they recognize that, if they know that and they accept it, أخبرهم أن الله فرض عليهم خمس صلوات. Let them know that Allah prescribed upon them five daily prayers. Not four, five daily prayers. And every 24 hours. And every day, يومهم وليلتهم. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, هي عمود الإسلام. It's the main pillar of Islam. That's why Umar رضي الله عنه said, لا حظ في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. There is no chance for someone to claim Islam if that person doesn't pray. There is no chance for someone to claim himself a Muslim, or to say I'm a Muslim, if that person don't pray. That's why Shaqiq ibn Salama said, I have not seen Ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed upon something abandoning it is kufr, except as-salah. That's one thing all the companions agree, that the person who don't pray is not a Muslim. To the extent that the ulama debated, is it leaving one salah enough to consider a person not Muslim? One salah, or three days. Can you imagine someone being in a position where the ulama debate, is he a Muslim or not Muslim? كان شيخنا الشيخ عبد الرزاق يقول هل في عاقل يرضى أن يضع نفسه في هذا الموضع؟ Does anybody have any common sense or any sense of wisdom will agree to put himself in a position where the ulama debate if he's a Muslim or not? Which one that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam order, which act of worship that Allah order us to care for it? Traveling, residence, in a time of safety and security, in a time of fear, while you are sick, while you are healthy, you still have to pray. قال عمر بن حسين كانت بي بواسير فاشتكيت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلي قائما إن لم تستطع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطع فعلى جنب. He was sick. He said, it's hard for me to stand up. He said to him, pray. If you can pray standing, do. If you can't, sitting. If you can't, while you're laying down. In any position, even with your eyes. You move your finger, but you don't leave the salah. In the middle of the war, while the war is going on, Allah order us to pray. And that's not an excuse for us to leave the prayer. Even in the middle of the war. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم. It is the one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep always mentioning as if it is the act of worship that all the prophets cared for. وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة. We have inspired them, yani the prophets and the messengers who he have mentioned earlier in Surah Al-Anbiya, to do good and to offer the salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. As-salah protects you from evilness. There is nothing. Wipe your sins like as-salah. Yaqul al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salawatul khams kaffaratu lima baynahun. وفي رواية لمسلم قال تحترقون ثم تصلون الظهر فتطهرون يعني تحترقون بالمعاصي والذنوب ثم تصلون العصر فتطهرون يعني you burn yourself with all the wrong things that you might do in the morning and when you pray ظهر it wipes all of it out then عصر wiped out then مغرب it wiped out and that's in regard to the minor sin. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من امرئ مسلم تحضره صلاة مكتوبة فيحسن وضوءها وخشوعها وركوعها. There is not a single Muslim. The time of obligatory salah comes and that person will make a good wudu. Then will pray with khushu, concentration. And will make his ruku and sujood full. Not very fast, not distracted. إلا كانت كفارة لما قبلها من الذنوب ما لم تؤت كبيرة وذلك الدهر كله. يعني كل يوم يحصل لك مثل هذا. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, it will erase the sins that you have committed except the major one. And that's all year long. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to ربيعة بن كعب when he said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to be with you in Jannah. He said, A'inni ala nafsik bi kathrat al-sujud. You want to be with me in Jannah? Pray as much as you can. As many times as you can. Remember, brothers and sisters, what is the one thing that the people of hellfire will mention when they are asked why you ended up in hellfire? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We did not used to be among the people who pray. What the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you abandon and if you don't do it regularly, And if you don't care for it, you will fall in desires and fall on your desires. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفِ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ هذه النتيجة. What the one thing that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what's between you and shirk? One thing between you and shirk. If that thing removed, you fall into shirk and kufr. قال ليس بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك إلا ترك الصلاة. The only thing between you and falling into kufr or shirk is leaving الصلاة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري saw a dream. In his dream, he saw this man sitting and another person carrying a big rock and smashing that person's head with the rock. Then the Nabi says, what's that? And you know the Prophet's dreams are true. That this is something will happen, either in grave, in hellfire. What kind of punishment is that? For who? فَقِيلَ لَهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنَ فَيَرْفُضُهُ وَيَنَامُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. It is the person who will sleep and will not pray on time. Don't care to put the alarm for Fajr. You just put it for work. You don't care if you miss Asr because you're taking a nap, Maghrib because you're taking a nap. That's if you sleep and you basically abandon the Salah. What if the person who's not asleep and abandon the Salah? Don't care for the Salah. Because they're watching movie, they're playing games, they're distracted with work, whatever is the issue. And they will let the salah time goes and will not pray. قَالَ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنَ فَيَرْفُضُهُ. This is the person who will been offered the Qur'an and he will reject the Qur'an. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who cares about their salah and keep their salah. قُلُوا مَا سَمَيْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. كان إبراهيم الصائغ رجلا صالحا هكذا جاء في ترجمته. قال أبو داود قتله أبو مسلم بعرندس. قال وكان إذا رفع المطرقة فسمع النداء سيبها. إبراهيم الصائغ he makes jewelry and make you know artworks and stuff like that. And he used hammers, you know, to reshape the metals. And when he heard the adhan, they said, when he having the hammer up, he will not let it go down. He will just let it go. And he will not continue his work. I hope that example, you can picture that. For so many young people today, when they hear the adhan and the time of the salah, but they have their games, have their whatever they are distracted with. When a salah comes, it should not be, you should not be distracted from the salah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised such people, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بِعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. They will never be distracted from the salah and dhikrullah. And what do we say here? The distractions is by letting the time of the salah finish. Yani, you are allowed to. The best form of salah to pray on the beginning of the time. Why? So you don't. If you get into the habit of delaying salah to the end of the time, I guarantee you, you have missed salah so many times. If you pray in the last 10 minutes every time, I can guarantee you that this such person always miss salawat. Pray in the beginning of the time as much as you can. Yes, al-Sharia is not that strict. There is a special circumstance, a special cases where it allowed you to join Maghrib and Isha or Dhuhr and Asr. You know what? I'm doing an operation and I have, you know, very special circumstances going on. I have a, you know, person who I have to attend, you know, a very important, yes, exam, meeting, class, I cannot get out. But it should not be the norm. I should learn how to make my schedule around my salah time. What can I do, Sheikh? I was in the movie. Okay, if you have to, at least don't go at the time of the salah. Oh, it's just a game. Okay, take a break. great example for us in Houston, Hakeem, when he used to play in the NBA. Not your game, that nobody knows about it. Okay? He used to leave the NBA just to pray, Jumu'ah. And he used to make sure that there is a masjid nearby. He will go pray Jumu'ah and come back in the time of the Salah. And many athletes like that. Anyway, so I hope that this will remind us of the importance of Salah. And not to make a Salah is the least of our priorities. When we travel, when we are residents, when we go to work, when we go to school, a Salah should be in the top of our priority, as it's the top of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's priority, and the top of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's priority, and the top of the Sunnah's priority. That it should be the same thing for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who perform a Salah, and to keep a Salah always on time. اللهم تقبل منا اللهم إنا عليها يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على أداء أمان هذه الأمانة أمانة الصلاة أن نكون من مقيم الصلاة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر لنا تقصيرنا اللهم اغفر لنا تقصيرنا واعف عنا واكرمنا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا أحياء وأموات اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء والأموات اللهم احفظنا بحفظك وادرع عنا برعايتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أبعد عنا شر الوباء والمرض يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن ترحم عبادك المستضعفين المظلومين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم فرج هم المهمومين وكرب المكروبين ويسر على المدينين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وبحلالك عن حرامك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم.